USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Tuesday barred the U.S. government from enforcing President Biden's 100-day deportation moratorium. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, saying the change could harm the state. CoreCivic and GEO Group, two of the largest U.S. private prison companies in the United States, could lose about $1 billion a year between them under new limits on the sector from President Biden. Biden's current order to dissolve applies to the Justice Department's federal contracts with private prisons. The order does not apply to the Department of Homeland Security and therefore not to ICE facilities. The scheduled retrial of an Oregon defendant, Pedro Sanchez, who was accused of committing a brutal hammer attack on Heather Fawcett, has been dropped, with the defendant to walk free. The key witness in the case said she won't testify without wearing a face mask. The defendant's defense team had insisted on Sanchez's right to meet his accuser face-to-face. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The American right to bear arms is being practiced a lot, according to recent sales. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
With so much fear of tighter gun control measures from the new administration, coupled with the pandemic and all the riots in the streets, Americans turned to firearms. I spoke to Edwin Walker, an attorney with a U.S. Law Shield.
The figure that the FBI has put out is the number 39,695,315. To keep in mind, this is the number of background checks. This is not necessarily the number of firearms that are that have been purchased, because you can purchase multiple firearms with one background check.
Part of that record, 39,695,315, was almost 4 million for December. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flaws and shortfalls of the World Health Organization were brought to light as the coronavirus ran rampant across the planet before the WHO had a chance to react. USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into the issue of the United States rejoining the flawed organization.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China to investigate the origin of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be a part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms, but to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
The World Health Organization is an agency of the United Nations responsible for international public health. The WHO Constitution, which establishes the agency's governing structure and principles, states its main objective as the attainment by all people of the highest possible level of health. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.